Brother Andy, God gave me a title for this message. It's called, It's Crunch Time. That's the name of this message. It's Crunch Time. And that's exactly what it is. It's crunch time. Either you're going to decide to make it now, or you're not going to make it later. Amen. We're in a situation where we have to make up in our minds that we're going to do what God has called us to do in spite of everything else that's going on around us. Amen. Amen. Now, I did not say it was going to be easy, but I said you still have to do it. The Word of God don't say it's going to be easy, but the Word of God says you have to do it. It's something you have to do. Now, we've dealt with this message in the Old Testament all the time. Amen. Brother, I was working on about three of them. And when I thought I was settled on every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, I cross-referenced and God said, that's where I want you. And I said, that's not where I want to be. He said, but that's where I want you. I said again, that's not where I want to be. He said, that's where I want you. I didn't repeat what I said, but I sure thought it. So I might as well have said it. That's not where I want to be. I've been meditating on this thing all week, God. So he says, so what? So I turned to this. I'm reading it. And all that stuff I'd have meditated on all week on Philippians just went right out the door. I couldn't remember a thing. I said, you win. You win. Amen. This blessed me, though. It blessed me in such a way that I saw things here that I didn't see when it talked about it in the Old Testament. Even though, and see, what's so good about this, we know that Paul was very knowledgeable. He was probably the most knowledgeable Pharisee or Sadducee that they had in that day concerning the Old Testament. So what God did, God blessed him supernaturally so that he could take that and apply it to now. Amen. So that it wouldn't be law, but it would be under grace. And it says in the 11th chapter in the first verse of Romans, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What not what the scripture saith of Elias or Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Paul says, but what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to the image of Baal. You're not by yourself. It's crunch time. It's crunch time, regardless of what you're going through. Now is the time you got to make up in your mind to stand. Amen. Paul said, I say then, hath God cast away his people? Or did God push away or thrust aside his people? Even though they gave him all that trouble in the wilderness. Even though they rejected his son. Yeah. Paul said, did God cast him away? Why would you think God cast you away? Why would you think he done threw you away? Because you got problems. We all, problems is a part of life. Now, we don't like none of them, but we got them. We have them nevertheless. And if we allow the word of God to transform us by the renewing of our minds, we can see it the way God wants us to see it. And if we see it the way God wants us to see it, then we can stand in the midst of the storm and still proclaim that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it, because you can see the sun through the clouds.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, no, he says, and I like this part, pastors. I say then, did God, or the Rhema God, or the revealed God, the Theos, did he thrust away or push aside his people? I don't know if you see what I'm seeing. It says, his people. What people? I know we just flat out assume talking about the people of God. But the word his has a very significant meaning to it. If you research the word his, you hear what it's talking about is a people that was created like him. In his image. And in his likeness. And it's talking about Jesus, the many member body. We are that many member body. And we have not been cast aside. We have not been thrown away. Amen. The word of God says we're kept by the power of God. The translation for the word power is love. Not dunamis, but love. God, he said, God forbid. For I also am an Israelite. And see, it doesn't seem like that's important, but it is important. Because if you think about what he did with his life. If you hadn't been back there and you met Paul before he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, you'd have been a casualty of life. You would have been a casualty. You'd have found yourself in somebody's lying bin. You'd have found yourself hanging upside down on somebody's cross. You'll find yourself being beaten to death. You'd found yourself with things around your neck. You'd find yourself in all kind of conditions if you had met him before he met Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. He knew all about Jesus. But he hadn't met him yet. You got to make sure you meet him. Because if you don't meet him, you're not going to make it. God, you know, we say God has a sense of humor because he saved me and he loves me, and I know he does. But I know he cares about me too. But I get tickled because you hear people hollering out, Jesus, Jesus, all the time. And God said, they don't know me. It's just the words. They don't really know me. It just sounds good. You better know him. Paul said, I also am an Israelite, the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people. There he is again, his people, which... Okay, here we go. This is where he starts playing with the words at. Cast away his people, which he foreknew. How many got that? God has not cast away the people which were the firstborn among many brethren, who we are that brethren, we are that church, we are that body of believers, and yet at the same time, who he or the Father already foreknew or predestinated that we be conformed into the image of God. God knew already, he already foreknew. What the scripture has said, and see, that's where the problem lies, because we're not standing on the word of God. We're standing on philosophies, ideas, other people's principles, what other folks think, and not on the word of God. Some things don't never change. Never change. I was flipping through that. I was up to about 5 o'clock one morning. I forgot. I think it was Friday morning. I don't remember anyway. And I was flipping through the channels, and I come across one of the inspirational channels. And I come across a guy I hadn't seen in about 10 years. Still looked the same. But he's standing in front of an ocean, all this beautiful surroundings, trying to convince people that it's more important for them to give than to live. That's a philosophy. That's not the word of God. God said if you live, he'll give you the ability to give. Amen. Paul was examining all these things. He said, God already foreknew this was going to take place. He knew who I was. He knew that I was out there persecuting his people. He knew that I was killing those that I could kill. I was afflicting those that I could afflict. He knew all about me. But he already had predestinated in the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. He foreknew. God, what he's saying is, God already knew you were going to go through what you're going through. It says how he maketh intercession to God against Israel. How many times have you prayed amiss? He called himself making intercession, complaining to God how he the only one that's living for God. How many of them kind of folks you know? How many, you better watch who you hang around. How many of them kind of folks you know? Think they're God's gift to God. Elijah was a powerful man of God now. We can't take nothing from him. He did some stuff. Set rocks on fire and burned up prophets. But he was still human. Because he ran from who? Jezebel. A woman. He ran, took off. Now, if you know anything about Elijah, he had to weigh at least 300 pounds. And it said he run close to 100, 200 miles without stopping. No, he didn't burn off a pound. Didn't burn off. And when he got to where he was going and got settled, he was looking for some more food. Because it don't matter how spiritual you think you are, how supernatural you may assume that you are, you still got a belly. That's a new one. And it's always looking to feed itself. I guess y'all don't like this message. Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left. I'm the only one you got left. I'm the only one that's still praying. I'm the only one still love folks. I'm the only one that still care. I meet a lot of preachers. And a lot of the preachers don't know I'm a preacher. Because I just listen. And they think that their word or the word God has given them is straight from the throne. And if you tell them it's not, they're going to come out their robe and address the issue with you. They have forgot that we are a many-member body, and God has given each one of us a word or an anointing to minister that word. It may not be like the word I teach. I might not teach the word you teach, but God has given us word individually to minister. And Elijah has set himself up that he's the only one. Look at me, God. I set all them prophets on fire. I caught fire down from heaven and burned up the water. Yeah, I'm the man. I'm the man. There ain't nobody like me. Can't nobody do what I can do. But you know what? God ain't no joke either. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He get ready to reap the fruit of his words. He done told God, he praying against Israel. What he was saying was, Father, just kill him. I'm the real only prophet. I'm the real only one you got that's serving you. So just kill all of them. Well, if he thought about it, he done killed enough of them himself. But then, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Yeah, they want your life. They don't want you to live. They don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to have peace. They don't want you to have joy. They don't want you to be blessed financially. They don't want you to have these things in your life. Especially if you proclaim that he's your Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Because most folks that look at you are saying to themselves, where's their God now? But my God, you know, I'm looking at Jesus. The stuff he went through. The stuff all the old prophets went through in the everlasting gospel. We're going to go through some stuff. Yeah. I mean some real stuff. Yeah. But you've got to be able to stand in the midst of it and proclaim that God is your God. Yes. And you can't do it with your mouth. You got to do it with your walk. Yeah. Yeah. What's the Old Testament says? Though we walk through the shadow of the valley of death, we shall what? Fear no evil. So you find yourself in a hell hole, don't be afraid. Though the battle seems to be raging. And you can't find your way out. And there's no one who understands what you're going through. So you can't talk to them. God says, stand anyway. Paul was trying to tell them something. Then he says, I like it because he used the word God. He said, but what saith the answer of God unto him? Look here, brother. Paraphrasing. I got in my bosom who worship in me all over this country. 7,000. Who actually going through worse stuff than you going through, being persecuted just like you are, being attacked and tempted just like you are, but they haven't bowed down. They haven't submitted themselves. The word bow means submit or worship. They haven't bowed down to something that seems to be great. Sometimes we bow down to things we don't understand. God said, I got me 7,000. Seven. Not 80, but 7,000. And God was also revelatory in him by telling him if he actually saw, if you would open up your eyes and get out yourself, you can see that they're right there with you. Yeah. What's the old saying? To do something, spite your nose or something like that. I could never get that right. I say spite your face to do your nose or spite your nose to do your face. Could never do it right. That's from being around Brother Hart. He just made up his own lines and I just started doing it too. It sounded good, so it worked. That thing he always talking about, what did he say? Where there's no law, there's no transgression. He used to say that all the time as we were running red lights. And I'm like this. Oh, he ride down the side of the road on telegraph. I said, Brother Hart, you going to get a ticket. Brother, where there's no law, there's no transgression. And he believed that thing. And if they pulled him over, he talked his way out of it. Listen to me, folks. It's crunch time. All the things that are going on in your life right now is not to destroy you, but it's to recreate you, to transform you in your mind, in your thoughts, in your ideas, and in your principles. God said, I have reserved to myself. I got them. I got you. I'm keeping you. I'm protecting you. I'm preserving you. I got you. I've got you to myself. And sometimes God has to run you off. That boy has sat there at the brook chair forever. You find your brook chair and you sit there because it seemed to be peaceful. But it ain't peaceful. It's drama. Paul said, men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Let's look at this word Baal. I know when you think of the word Baal, you're basically thinking about statues. But you have to look at the way God looks at it. If he didn't already whining and crying about he the only one, then that means he didn't already submit it to himself. Yeah. And if he didn't already submit it to himself, God is saying to him in retrospect, I have 7,000 that haven't committed to themselves. They haven't bowed down to flesh or to their conditions or to their circumstances or to their trials or to their persecutions or to their afflictions. They have not bowed down to their sicknesses, to their hurts. They have not bowed down to these things, but they have stood. Now is not the time to bow. Now is not. It's not because you've been saved so many years, but it's because you just flat out love God. Amen. And it might get a whole lot harder before it gets better. I was talking to Sherry this morning. I said, sis, you know what? It seems like drama just seemed to follow me. Or meet me at the door. Drama meet me on the freeway. Drama meet me at the store, Fatima. Drama find a way to meet me. Drama will find you. It'll be waiting on you. But if you look at it right, God's trying to see what you made of. Amen. He's trying to see if you really know him. For you. Don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself. You search the scriptures. And see if you have life everlasting. You find out. What that means is you search the scriptures and see if you align yourself with what the word is saying. You don't need me to judge you. I'm too busy looking out for me. Because when my left foot want to go to the right, it go to the left. I tell myself to go forward, Pastor Keys. I find myself backing up. Who have not bowed the knee to the image or the likeness of himself? You know, we give up a lot, and we give up to us. We don't give up to nobody else. We convince ourselves. We convince ourselves, I'm tired of this. I can't make it. Been there. Man, them 8 weeks, there was a lot of this going on. I can't do this no more. I'm moving to Pennsylvania. I pick some place to move to I know I don't like. Because that's what the mind will do to you. That's what your flesh will do to you. What's the old saying? that's the pot calling the kettle black. Because you're trying to run from your experience. And that's exactly what it is, because experience worketh patience. So, I know it ain't easy, but if it's hard, rejoice. If it's troubling, rejoice. If they persecute you, rejoice. If they afflict you, rejoice. But first you need to stop afflicting yourself and persecuting yourself. Trying to convince yourself in your spirit that you're the only one. Oh, I know y'all said I ain't been there. I've been there. You want to know how you get there? You get in financial trouble. Lord, I pay my tithe. I get my offering. Like you're the only one. Get sick. Lord, I'm in church 8 days a week. Why am I sick? Like you're the only one. I don't know why they don't like me. I love everybody. Like you're the only one. Don't bow. Don't bow to Baal. Some folks call him Baal, Baal. I call him Belly. That's what I call it, because that's exactly what it is. That's why Paul also said you have to cast down every imagination that tries to exhort itself against or above the word of God. The imagination is you, your reasoning. You know what, I'm closing with this. I have absolutely reasoned myself out of blessings. I've talked myself out of blessings. Lord, you ain't gonna move. It's been too long already. It's been 20 years. You ain't gonna move. I found out the reason he ain't moved because I ain't put myself in a position for him to move. Can't blame God. Amen. Dear Lord, I didn't have more surgeries than Carter got liver pills. Years ago, every time I looked up, they was trying to cut on me. And they was cutting the spots you don't want to cut. Right. But it don't stop you from trusting and believing in the God. Because he is the God of your salvation. He is the God of your strength. He is the God of your peace. He's the God of your joy. He's the God of who you need in your life so that you can sustain the life that you already asked him for. In Philippians, now I see what you're doing, God. In Philippians, the second chapter, it tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I assume that when you read that scripture, that it just meant all you got to do is call out the name. And knees going to start bowing. But that ain't what it means. When you see at the name of Jesus, when you research in the name of Jesus, it's talking about his character and his nature. It's his character and his nature that shall cause the enemy to bow before you. But you cannot bow first. You cannot bow first. You cannot relinquish your authority. Because if you relinquish your authority, you can forget about having victory. So whatever hell you're going through, the victory is yours. Amen. However bad you may be feeling, the victory is still yours. Amen. You just have to come to the conclusion that it's a done deal. Amen. You see what's going on in this world around us, in front of us, behind us, sometimes right where we be standing. It's crunch time. Everybody that called on the name of God don't know Jesus. You better make sure you fellowship with people that really know him. It also says over in Philippians, stop whining. There, stop whining. Right. If you read the verses right up under it, it says stop whining. Complaining. Praise God about it. Thank God for it. I sometimes have a problem with that, Brother Larry. Thank you, God, for this hell I'm going through. But God said, that's all right. If I didn't allow it to be there, it wouldn't be there. That's why I gave you power to call those things that are not as though they are. And we know what I found out, Sister Michelle, about that? He was talking about, this is what I got to talk to. You know, we want to tell this pole that it's going to turn to wood. Baby, please. You better go get you a cup of coffee and smell it. Now, if God to change it, he wanted to change the matter of the subject, he could. But why would he do that knowing this building going to fall? You just like that pole. You the stabilization for your life that Jesus in you is. And you got to let him have his way in your life. Sure, you're going to stumble. You're going to fall. You're going to think some bad stuff. You're going to say some things you didn't mean to say. You're going to go some places you don't mean to go. But God ain't going to throw you away. He will not throw you away. Just pull yourself together. Shake the dust off your feet. And keep running your race. Amen. Everybody that run the Boston Marathon don't make it. And that ain't talking about the bombings. They just don't make it. My marathon be from here to that back wall. And if I run too fast, you better have me an oxygen mask. I mean, hear me. But it's he is unto him that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. So that means if you have to endure it to the end, that means it's going to be a whole lot of junk in the middle. Endureth means to stand, to acknowledge and to put up with, to understand it and to deal with it. But yet, not forget who your God is and your praise and your worship and your exaltation of him. Sometimes you don't have to open up your mouth to praise God. I done found myself in situations where I couldn't say nothing in my mind and my spirit. I would be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said, if I allowed your character and your nature to radiate and manifest itself in my life, that you would cause knees to bow in heaven. In earth and in places below. Don't matter. Talking about in heaven, the spiritual. Talking about the earth, the natural. And it's talking about below, the demonic. How many folks in here got a demon in them? Glad y'all was listening. I said that before. I had a couple folks raise their hand. Why? Because greater is he that's in you. If you think you got a demon in you, you better go look in the mirror. And say to yourself, I done missed God someplace. I'm not going to bow down, Red. Pastors won't buy. Won't submit myself to anything that's going to separate me from the love of God. because it's your life that's going to bring people into the household of faith. It's not what you say, but it's what you make it through. It's what you stand through. It's the storms of life that you stand in that's going to bring folks into the household of faith. Folks don't care what you got to say. They figure everybody talking anyway. Who was that? James Brown said just talking loud and saying nothing. Half the church world is talking loud and ain't saying nothing. Not just with their mouths. I'm going to leave that alone because most some of y'all might have them bumper stickers or them plates on y'all cars. Funniest thing happened. I'm done now. I was driving. I was going down Van Dyke. And there was a car that was on, right, like a car length up on in front of me. This was a couple years ago. And his plate said, "Honk if you love Jesus." And this guy behind was just honking. I mean, he was honking like crazy. I say, man, he must really love Jesus. But when he got up next to me, you couldn't even see him. Car was full of smoke. I had to roll up my window. I'm in this neighborhood. I know the difference between quack, crack and weed. He was cracking it up when he was blowing that horn. I love Jesus. I love, he laid on that horn so much, the man finally just pulled over and sat. And he just kept blowing it. He was going by. I love Jesus. Don't mean nothing. It's what's in your heart and in your spirit that'll produce life. That'll give someone the encouragement that they need to make it through the hard times in their lives. And we're all going through something. There's something in our lives that wants to separate us from the authority, the dominion, and the power of God. Something. But we have to make up in our minds that we refuse to bow down. We will not allow it to break us down. Amen. Because you better believe there's something trying to break you down. If it ain't something, it's somebody.
Know ye not that everything that's going on in your life and everything that has happened in your life and everything that shall happen in your life in the future, I foreknew in the beginning. And yea, I have not created that which I loved, yea, just to cast it away. But yea, I could have done that in the beginning. Ha, koshaka. But yea, I prepared the race. I prepared the way. And yea, I foreknew all of your trials and all of your troubles. But yea, I prepared the victory. And I prepared the joy. And I prepared the strength. And I prepared the way. And all of this is in thee that I beloved. God. For thou art my people. And yea, I raised thee up. Yea, even before you was born, I raised thee and I called thee. I foreknew thee and I ordained thee. And yea, to go through the things that you are going through, yea, I ordained it. And yea, you shall make it all the way, said God. For I have prepared another place for thee. In order for thee to get there, ye shall go through that which I have prepared. But I have strengthened thee, and I have made thee to go all the way. For in thee is my endurance, and in thee is my way, and in thee is my love, in thee is my power, in thee is my peace. And yea, ye shall go, and nothing shall by any means harm thee along the way. For if thou fall down,